Northmont 35-31, trailing 28-21 at the half. Total yards were Northmont's favor, 414 to 411. Two turnovers apiece. Second half, Northmont only points was a 45-yard fumble recovery to go up by 11. LaSalle scores a TD with 6:36 left. They didn't go for two. Yeah, curious decision. So they are down by four. And at that point, they did get to the Northmont 10 toward the end of the game, but they were stopped. Coach's son, Patrick McLaughlin, went 19-38, 281 yards, four touchdowns, no interceptions, only sacked twice. Kreidler had 78 yards rushing. Kyle Reynolds had six grabs for 134 yards and two touchdowns. Max Welter had a 44-yard reception. And Tyrese Price, the top tackler, was seven. But Deor Brumfield had five solo tackles. And we'll watch Reynolds punting tonight. Very effective last week. Six punts, he averaged 42. He had a long of 52. Now, here is a situation for the Lancers. They're injured tonight. Their young man going to Purdue, that would be Coy Beasley, the 5'10 senior. He's out tonight. He's a good kick returner. He had 944 all-purpose yards last year. And he had 23 grabs, 407 on yardage, three touchdowns. But he is out tonight. They also have Ty Brown, one of their running backs, out tonight. They've got their nose tackle, Camden Wilborn. He has a big brace on his knee. He is out tonight. And Ben Knopp, offensive lineman, senior for depth, he's also out tonight. So lots of injuries that LaSalle is having to cope with. So wind will not be a factor tonight. Basically, there is no wind. So the Firebirds are going to be taking the ball first. And LaSalle is in the black jerseys and red pants with easily seen numbers. I like the Fairmont white uniforms because the blue numbers are very clear. And Fairmont is back to receive the kickoff. And here is the kickoff, and it is taken at the 3-yard line. Man stumbles, and now he's going to get to about the 17, and that was Stephen Doty. No 82-yard kick return TD on that one. Doty will put Fairmont about at their own 17 to start this game. For Fairmont, what you're going to hear from tonight is Brock Baker at quarterback. You have Cameron Payne in the lineup. You'll also have Connor Crothers at tight end. Carson Copley, Asia Dunleavy, Justin Turner will run the ball quite a bit tonight. The line will include Stringer, Fuller, Tulock, Green, Gifford, Gates. They will all be in there tonight. I don't have time to give measurements because we are ready to play. Brock Baker is lined up in a tight set, though they do flank out one gentleman to the left. And we see Baker calling the play. This is starting out at their own 15-yard line. That is the line of scrimmage. And here is the first play as Brock Baker makes a long count. And he's going to keep it on the option to the left over the left guard. And he picks up about 8 yards. Good hole on the left part of the offensive line. So it'll make it second and short. This is exactly what the Firebirds want to do. And actually, they had Gifford, the 5'11 junior, lose his helmet. So he has to leave the lineup. He is quickly replaced in the lineup by Jonathan Gwizdak, 5'11 sophomore. So a second down and now three. Call it at the 23-yard line. See Dunleavy. He's got a couple of catches on the season. He is going to line up on the right side. Again, in the I formation, the lone setback is Justin Turner. He checks in at 5'9", and he's a junior at 174 pounds. Baker calling the play. Man in motion. Baker loses the ball. Can he fall on it? No, he can't. It's a fumble, and LaSalle will take over at the Fairmont 17-yard line. Baker never did have control of that football. So Fairmont, as they play normally very conservative football, they pride themselves on not making mistakes, penalties, or turnovers, but they're giving LaSalle the ball at the Fairmont 19-yard line to start out here, and here come the Lancer offense. And they are led by the coach's son, Pat McLaughlin, who started four games last year. 73 for 118, 811 yards, 62% completion, five touchdowns, four interceptions. And he will work out of the shotgun. He'll do it a lot tonight. And he'll hand it off and over the left guard, 15, 10, out of bounds at about the 6-yard line. That's Cohen Kreidler, the 5'11 senior running back at 207 pounds. He has picked up a first down and a lot more. It's first and goal at the 5-yard line for the Lancers. And they like to work quick. They're not going to huddle up and take time. They are ready to go. McLaughlin is calling the signals. He fakes the handoff. There's a screen. And the guy is going to walk into the end zone for, well, I thought Reynolds was into the end zone. They're going to call him down at about the half-yard line. That's one of the favorite targets of McLaughlin. That's Kyle Reynolds. And it's a gain of about, let's call it 4 3/4. Second and goal at the 1. Where Fairmont wants to take up a lot of time, LaSalle says, we don't take up any time. And here is a handoff and struggling to get in the end zone. They do get in the end zone with Cohen Kreidler. And the Lancers take advantage of the Fairmont turnover and go up 6-0 at the 10:21 mark of the first quarter with the conversion pending. Fairmont got in a quick hole last week, though the kick return touchdown gave them a quick 8-7 lead. And now they're in a quick hole. Here is the conversion attempt by Jack Schroer. Ball down, kick up, high enough, long enough, and it is good. 7-0, we will break. Fairmont gets the ball back. Let's hear from the underwriters.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring Fairmont Firebirds football to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard them mentioned during today's game on the radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Belmont Coin and Jewelry, Big Sky Bread Company, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home, Medical, and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen, Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotorer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Sinorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
And Coin Dentistry. So the kickoff is ready to go here to either Doty. Well, it's going to just go to Doty at the 5. He is at the 10. He's at the 15. He's at the 20. He has a little more room. And, boy, he just pulls about 3 defenders down and actually gets out to nice field position at about the 27-yard line. Stephen Doty on a 22-yard return. I want to thank the LaSalle folks here in our press box tonight. Lots of room. Very accommodating. A stat monitor, and hopefully in a few minutes, the sun will leave us, and we won't have to squint to watch this game. So right now, the Firebirds are ready to go. We'll call it the 28-yard line as Brock Baker. Basically on the short side of the field, closest to our broadcast perch. He is calling the signals. We see Justin Turner in the I formation. And Brock Baker and a man in motion gives it to Turner right up the gut. 35, 38. They can't get him down. And now they do at the 38. And that is very close, if not a first down. The first down in the game for the Fairmont Firebirds with tough running right up the gut by Justin Turner. And yes, they will call it a first down at the 38-yard line. I'll find the play clock because I want to see how much they're going to drain this thing. I don't even see the play clock. Oh, well. Busy night in the GWOC. We'll keep you up to date so we can get some scores. See, now Baker goes to the line of scrimmage, now backs off, looks over to the coaching staff, probably having to squint to see any signals. Now he's ready to go. First and 10, 38-yard line, man in motion, Turner again. No, Baker, no, actually it was Turner. And again, they are carrying the LaSalle defense for a gain of about, let's say 7 yards, a second and 3 at their own 44-yard line. So far, offensive line doing a very good job, but really the running backs are getting extra yards just on effort. So call 2nd and 4 at the 44. LaSalle leads this game 7-0 after a quick turnover by Fairmont on the initial possession. We're under the 9-minute mark to go in the first quarter. Zach Gagle now. Haven't seen him before. He is a 5'9 senior. He is on the right side, and he was in motion. And now he is in motion again to the left, and they're going to give it to Turner, and Turner is very close to that first down. Let's identify on the defense who made the tackle there for the Lancers. It looked like the defensive tackle, Fergus Kreider, a 6-foot junior. And they say it's not the first down. It's third down and, oh, maybe 3/4 of a yard. So this is where Fairmont should be in good position, considering they are a running team. I don't think you're going to see them try anything foolish here, like a pass play, knowing they have fourth down. So on third and less than a yard, we're under the 8-minute mark to go. Fairmont trails by a touchdown. And they'll give it again to Turner. He's right up the middle, and he gets to midfield for the first down. So now the Firebirds have 50 yards to negotiate real estate. If you hear me mention Brumfield a lot tonight for the Lancers, fifth in the conference last year with total tackles of 84. You should hear me mention his name. And again, Brock Baker is struggling to see the signals. The sun is starting to shift. Most of the field, other than some of the short side, which is near our broadcast position, most of the field, frankly, now is in the shade. And again, man in motion. It's given to Turner right up the middle, and he squirts. The ball comes loose, but no, actually, a helmet came loose. He squirts for about 8 yards before he's taken down. And it actually looked like the helmet was lost by junior Brett Fuller. He has to leave the lineup. And it looks like backup cornerback Dre Arnold was in on the tackle for the Lancers. So 2nd and 2. Fairmont doing very well on their first downs. When you're a running team, you got to make it 2nd and 2, 2nd and 4. You can't be 2nd and long. That puts you in a hole. 6:40 to go as the clock rolls in the first quarter. Fairmont trails it by 7 points. Baker again to the line. I formation. Tight set. No wide receivers. Short yardage. Baker's going to keep it. Right side. He's got the first down. He's got a lot more. There are some missed tackles, but he's down to the 31-yard line. That's a gain. That's a gain of about 11 yards. Another first down. This is Fairmont Firebird football. This is not what we saw last week. Dominated on both lines of the scrimmage against Trotwood. So at the 31-yard line. See if the Firebirds can keep it going. I want to welcome anybody from Fairmont who did not make the trip who is listening to our broadcast. I think other than that early fumble, you're enjoying what you are hearing so far. Interesting. The offensive linemen are like in a... They're practically... They're kneeling down. Their knees practically on the turf. It's Baker's audibilizing at the line of scrimmage. Tight set formation. Baker will keep it again. And this time it's a short gain. Oh, maybe 3 yards on that play. That'll bring up 2nd down 7. As we're approaching the 5-minute mark in the first quarter.
Game 3 will be 2nd and 7.
Again, 2nd and 7. Looks like Connor Crothers checks out of the lineup. And in the lineup is Tony Bruno, the junior wide receiver. He's going to flank out to the left. They've also got Asia Dunleavy on the left side of the offensive line. We'll see if he flanks out. 2nd and 7. Or will the Firebirds continue to try to power this thing as they have dominated the clock? Since they were scored upon, they have held the ball for more than 5 minutes. I think we're going to have an offensive line or offense offside procedure. They stop the clock. See if they back the Firebirds up 5 yards. Oh, they're calling delay a game. So apparently, and again, I'm trying to find where the play clock is. I don't see it, but apparently they didn't get the play off in time. So that makes it 2nd and 12 from the 32. Though they've set the ball at the 33. Firebirds home next week. And they'll go up against another prolific passer in Deuce Courtner. We'll preview Northmont at halftime. You'll hear coaches' interviews, good interviews with Dave Miller and Patrick McLaughlin at halftime. So stay with us. Don't raid the refrigerator. Well, if you do, take your listening device with you. Man in motion. This one is going nowhere for Justin Turner. They hold a team meeting on his body. He may have gotten two. That would be generous. At the bottom of the pile for the Lancers was Jack Sellett. He's a backup nose tackle, a senior at 225 pounds. And this puts the Fairmont Firebirds in a dilemma at 3rd and 10. I guess you have to say, can you pick up a good portion of it because it's two down territory, folks. 3rd and 10. Firebirds don't pass. Will they do so here? Tight, I-set formation. They have Gagel on the left. Baker calls the signals. The ball's on the 31. Fairmont trails by 7. Baker on the option. He finds a little hole, and then he's taken down at the 26. So they got half of it. That may have been their modus operandi there. It's 4th and 5. And they're going to kick this ball? Max Gehring has a heck of a leg, and he can prove it right now. They're going to try a field goal. Watch for the fake. Another. Yeah, they're going to try the field goal. Gagel will hold. This, folks, is a 45-yard field goal. It's a brief right hash. Gehring ready to kick it. Snap down. Kick up. It's long enough. It's high enough. But it is missed. It's off to the right. Let's break 307. LaSalle leads it 7-0. We need to hear from our underwriters after the missed kick of 45 yards. LaSalle will have the ball. We shall return.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring Fairmont Firebirds football to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard them mentioned during the games on radio. This year's underwriters are Act Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Belmont Coin and Jewelry, Big Sky Bread Company, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen, Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotorer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, Flower Shop, and the USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
And Coin Dentistry. You didn't miss a lot. Great effort by Devin Bird, the 5'10", the junior, 205-pound running back. Looks like he was going to be held to a yard, but he was able to pick up 5 yards. Now in second down, an infraction. We have a whistle, and we'll see if that will push the Lancers back. After they got 5 yards, starting out at their own 30, they're going to go back 5 yards, legal procedure, so it will be second and 10 at the original line of scrimmage at the 30-yard line. And they are going with the pistol. That means they got two wide left, two wide right, shotgun. And Fairmont's going to give them the 5 yards back because offsides on Matthew Lambert the second, the 203-pound senior. So back to where we were. Okay, I made a mistake. 3rd and 5. I must have missed one play while you were listening to our underwriters. And Fairmont has gone offside again. Well, they're going to hand them the first down. 2 consecutive offsides. That one was on Logan Wilkins. He anticipated the count incorrectly, the 6'2 junior. So, freebie first down with 2:09 to go in the first quarter for the Lancers, who lead this game 7-0 after the 45-yard missed field goal. So, after the gift 10 yards, Patrick McLaughlin. They have 5 wideouts spread, 2 to the short side, 3 to the long side. Here's a screen. They worked it well against Coleraine, and this one works well for a first down to the 49-yard line, and that's to Max Welter, the 6'5". What a target, 6'5", 215-pound junior. He puts the ball at midfield. It's basically a 50-50 ball. Fairmont can't compete with his size, so it's a first down at midfield for the Lancers, looking to go up by more than one score. Now a broken play, and McLaughlin actually falls on the ball back at his 45-yard line, but we have another hanky out. Looks like there was some miscommunication between he and the running back. And they will pull out. They will pull the flag, so there's no flag. Second and 15. 1:15 to go in the first quarter. They're at their own 45-yard line. McLaughlin now in no hurry. He is adjusting Max Welter to his right. Could see another bubble screen, but now he's dropped back and he hits Welter right over the middle. 35 down to the 31-yard line. That's a gain of 24 yards. Welter right up the gut. Beautifully run play. The Lancers are in business again. Hard to stop that, but again, what we've seen from Fairmont in the first two games, got to have more pass pressure on the quarterback. And we have a false start, I think, on the Lancers. We do. It's going to back them up 5 yards. It's going to make it first and 15 at the 36-yard line. We have 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. 7-0 Lancers with the lead. They scored with 10:21 to go on the first. Kreidler 1 yard run. That was after a fumble. And now here is a gain of 1 yard on a run by Welter. So it'll make it second down and 14. That could be the end of the first quarter. Well, not the way these guys play. They are at it again. Second and 14 at the 29. Fairmont looks like they're going to blitz, and they've just picked up their third offside penalty. That time the infraction's on Cooper Harberger, the 6'2", 250-pound sophomore. And that'll make it second down and 9 with 20 seconds to go. So Patrick McLaughlin is doing something. I don't know what, but that'll be a question normal ask Dave Miller next week. He's doing something to get this defensive line to commit offside penalties, because we've seen 3 defensive penalties in this first quarter. Now McLaughlin's got all day to pass. He looks downfield. He throws it, and it is caught. The man is wrapped up and taken to the ground. But it's a first down as the first quarter is about to expire. And the ball's at the 16-yard line of Fairmont. And that pass was caught by Kyle Reynolds. And the quarter is over. I'll go ahead and keep it here. And we'll thank our underwriters. And I always get to mention them last because we need to redo this. But when you visit these underwriters, tell them you heard about their name mentioned here on our broadcast. We appreciate it. And Coin Dentistry, we lead with them. And then we go with Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Bob Ross Auto Group, The Bill's Donut Shop. Ooh, that would sound good now. Big Sky Bread Company, Belmont Coin and Jewelers, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Archer's Tavern. They slot the pretzel sticks. ACT Jewelers in Town and Country. Oh, stats. Let's see here. Dayton Art Solutions. Demnikas Italiano Restaurant and Rancho Grande. Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active, Home Medical and Mobility. The Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames. Kettering Overhead Door, Kettering at Dairy Queen Orange Julius. Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers. Did I say in showers? Yes, okay. Flower Shop, USA Tire and Auto Service Center, Sinorama, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding and Home Improvement, Roeder Shoe Center, Roberson Law, and the Ohio Painting Service. They gave me stats. Not going to really worry about them right now. Frankly, I will tell you that McLaughlin, 450 yards in the first quarter. That continues to be a long night. Can he make it 5 for 5? He's going for the end zone. Touchdown, Lancers, on the first play of the quarter. I think that's Welter again from 18 yards. It was 18 yards, McLaughlin to Welter. And it is 13-0. And that's at the 11:55 mark of the second quarter. And the Firebirds are in trouble. Ball down. Kick up. This one is... it is good. So that makes the score 14-0. A little bit about our hosts tonight. What do you know about LaSalle High School? Well, you will know. They're an all-boys Catholic school. There are female cheerleaders, but they're borrowed from somewhere else, meaning they're borrowed from another school. It opened, by the way, in 1960. It was named in honor of a French priest and educational reformer, Jean-Baptiste de la Salle. The students have to take at least two courses in a foreign language in their freshman and sophomore years. Last school year enrollment noted at 519. They are in the GCL South. Their graduation requirements are interesting. It includes a school-sponsored retreat, 60 hours of service outside of the regular school hours, with at least half of involving working with homeless, poor, elderly, crippled, sick, or others struggling in life. And you got to have some moolah to go here. Tuition, $26,500 a year. Firebirds ready to receive the kickoff. Down 14-0. See if Doty can get anything going here. Or if not Doty, somebody else. Doty has it. 12-yard line. He's up to the 25. Great hustle. He makes the 30. So it's actually Logan Doty. So the Firebirds, again, good field position. But they have just... Boy, mistakes. The fumble cost a touchdown. Then on that last drive, we had three defensive offside penalties. All no-nos that obviously Dave Miller, he'll cringe when he reviews the film. Probably cringing now. Firebirds down by two touchdowns. Brock Baker is in. Mentioned LaSalle. They have some interesting athletic alum, including Mick Cronin, who used to be the Cincinnati Bearcats basketball coach, Don Hasselback, the NFL, and Drew Chrisman, the current Bengals punter. And here's a running play. It's a good running play. Pardon me. Picked up Justin Turner, 6 yards. Make it second and four. See if I can start watching who's getting the tackle so I can... give the Lancers some credit on the defense. See if I can start watching. Actually, they called Brumfield's name. I mentioned him earlier. One of the top tacklers in the GCL last year. He was in on that one. Again, Coy Beasley. Very talented, very speedy. Going to Purdue. Out of the game tonight. At this point, you wouldn't know it. Because McLaughlin has a lot of wide receivers to choose from. 11 minutes to go, first half, second and four. Man in motion. Handed to Turner. He may have picked up one if he's lucky at the bottom of the pile for the Lancers is Jack Sellett, the 6'1 senior. So it'll make it third and two or three, whatever you wish. Leaving the Fairmont lineup now is Justin Turner. So see if the Firebirds pass this time at third and two. Dunleavy looks over for the play. Tight formation. No wideouts. Man in motion. Handed off. No, Baker keeps it. He's not going to get the first down. In fact, he went backwards for 2 yards. Big defensive stand for the Lancers. Norm either lost his contact or he's on the ground looking for loose change. I'm not really sure. But fourth down and three, punt time. It's Max Gehring. He's standing back at about his 25. And he will punt it. That's not Max Gehring. It's actually Daniel Seaton. And the ball goes out of bounds. Let's see where they spot it. Oh, my, that is a 23-yard punt. Great field position for the Lancers to start out here at their own 40-yard line. Are we okay? Okay. I didn't know if you were on the ground looking for loose change. Could throw you a buck or two. 9:44 to go. Lancers looking to make this one a blowout early, leading the game 14-0. The stat guys are to our right, so you might hear them yelling out numbers. They're telling us all the offensive performers on the field for the Lancers, and that includes 5 wideouts, 3 of them to the strong side of the field, and McLaughlin in the shotgun. And McLaughlin surveys. Good coverage. Now he'll dump it off. It's an errant throw. That pass was intended for Stinson, the junior wideout. But on the incomplete pass, that makes it second down and 10. Oh, it looks like there's a holding call on the Lancers. Now, do you not take this and go second and 10, or do you go first and 20? Frankly, I'm not sure I want to give them an extra play here. I'd negate it, but they're taking it. So it'll make it second. Check it. It'll make it first and 20 from the 30. Lancers have an interesting schedule. They're going to be at Louisville Central next week, home in 2 weeks, against Canisius of New York. You got to wonder how they had that game. Now, they're in a conference with only three other teams, so most of their games, they have to scramble to find non-conference opponents. So, again, first and 20. And McLaughlin claps, gets the ball, quick pass, complete to Welter, and he picks up about 7 to make it second and 13 on his own 37-yard line. And actually, it wasn't Welter. It was actually to Brandon Phillips. He's also the backup safety. He's the 6'1", 200-pound junior. So he picks up 7, second and 13. Lancers lead at 14-0. We're at 9:15 to go. Clock rolling toward halftime. And in the pistol, it is McLaughlin. He will go way upfield, and it is batted away and incomplete. But they're going to call pass interference on the Fairmont Firebirds. That was a good call. The wide receiver got clobbered. Reynolds got clobbered before he had a chance for the ball. And that will be a first down for the Lancers. That was the easiest call anybody could make. So we'll see where they mark the football. It's a 15-yard penalty. So it puts the ball first and 10 at the Fairmont 48-yard line with 9:08 to play in the first half. Lancers don't run a lot. Kreidler is not getting the ball. Now they do hand off, and it goes nowhere. They didn't fool anybody. That's a gain of nothing. Looks like McLaughlin on a broken play kept it, so actually lost a yard, so it'll be second down. And 11 from the 49-yard line. Hesitate to give you any information because we might miss a play because it's very quickly done here. McLaughlin looks over to the sideline to his dad. Says, "Dad, what's the call?" McLaughlin is waiting. And we see Hunter Ogden going the tight end to the left. Hand it off. And boy, another play that Fairmont snuffs out beautifully. Cohen Kreidler is taken back on an attempted sweep to the left side. And he's taken out for a big loss. And it is a loss of about 9 yards. Should make it about... Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit. Let's call the loss of 5 yards. So third down and 16 from their own 46-yard line. Lancers up 14-0. Under 8 minutes to go in the half. McLaughlin now again taking a good old time. Wants to at least get his team close to maybe go for it on fourth down. But he doesn't hesitate to throw it downfield with distance. And here he goes again. He's going to go near us and he hits Welter. Welter is down to the 43-yard line. It's going to leave him about 3.5 to 4 yards short. So will they go for it? This will be interesting. Actually, they say it's 4th and 6, a little bit more than I thought. And they're going to go for it. Why not? The offense that they have. Nope, now they've decided to punt. And Kyle Reynolds is punting. Had a good game punting last week. Averaged 42 yards and had one for 54. So he's going to punt on the Fairmont 44. Now watch the fake. The upback here is Tyree Price, who's also the backup inside linebacker. He's the short man. But it is going to be the punt for Reynolds, and he is trying to coffin corner this ball. And this goes out of bounds. It's an effective kick. I think it's out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. So net distance is only about 29 yards, but it was very effective. Fairmont will have the ball first and 10 at their own 15-yard line with 6:38 to play in the first half, down by 2 touchdowns. So GWAC not such a good week last week. Non-conference play, they went 3-5. Springfield got crushed by DeMatha Catholic on the road, 35-7. The big winner, Beaver Creek, 62-7 over Ponitz. As they play the Hawaii 5-0 theme, I recognize that one. So Firebirds, they'd like to have a nice, long, consuming drive here to get back in this football game. This one is right up the gut with Turner, and he picks up about 5, maybe 6 yards, making it second down and short. Lancer's making a defensive substitution. They bring in the backup nose tackle, Jack Sellett, and he will replace Evan Roll. So they give Turner 6 yards, second down and 4 on the 21-yard line. So the offense sets. Now the entire field is engulfed with shade. We will not have to squint into the sun, I would say, in about 10 minutes. Man in motion, handed off Turner, and Turner grinds, tackled, but he got the first down. Just past the 25-yard line. And who gets up last there? I see on the tackle is a Fergus Kreider again. Called his name a couple times. Leaving the Fairmont lineup, Connor Crothers. Firebirds grind a first down. 5:40 to go. Clock rolls first quarter. LaSalle leads at 14-0. Baker again. We see this all the time. He gets to the line. Looks like he's going to hike the ball. And he steps back. Now he's ready to go again. He will keep it this time, and he's taken down immediately for no gain. And on the tackle there was Brady O'Connor, the inside linebacker, the 6'2", 222-pound junior. So yeah, they're going to say lost. Baker did 2 yards, so second and 12 at the 5-minute mark to go in the half. You really, if you're a safety or a cornerback in this game for LaSalle, you could be wheeled to sleep. Because you're not going to really be shading wide receivers. You could basically cheat, come up front, and cut off the man at the line of scrimmage. The ball carrier, that is. Motion, little trickery, goes nowhere. Somebody's taken down. It looks like that was Asia Dunleavy. Looks like it was maybe some sort of a reverse play, but that didn't work very well. Looked like another loss. Lost a couple. So third and 13 at the 24-yard line. So here's a dilemma. You don't want to turn the ball over here and give LaSalle a short field with less than 4 minutes in the half. See if the Firebirds stay conservative. Though they are flanking out Carson Copley, the senior, to the long side of the field to the left. He's the only wide out. As Baker at the line calling the shots. Man in motion. Baker keeps it on the option to the left. And he's able to pick up a few yards, maybe 3-4. Basically, Fairmont didn't want to turn it over. So on fourth down and long, 3:40 to go. The clock rolls. The Firebirds need a good punt here to avoid giving the Lancers a short field. So I mentioned the GWOC. Springfield, that game last week, gave up 326 yards on the ground to DeMatha, and they had 5 turnovers, so they imploded. Here is the punt. This one from his own 28 is in the air, and it is fair caught. A little dangerous play to fair catch it. It's actually a good punt. It's taken at the 27-yard line. So that's a punt of about 23, 22. That's a punt of 45 yards, actually, before catching it was Mick O'Connor. So 3:10 to go, first half. LaSalle leading this game 14-0. Again, stay tuned for our halftime show. I'll preview the Firebirds' next opponent. That would be Northmont. We'll hear from the coaches, Patrick McLaughlin and Dave Miller. I don't need the notification. That's fine. The monitor doesn't work. This one is handed off. Sweep to the right. Missed a couple of tackles. It's a gain of about 5 yards. Tackle for Fairmont on the play by Lambert again. Second down. 4.5, 5. Go ahead, Norman.
I'd like to tell you, and we can get into it later, the Lancer team and the Lancerettes.
Yeah, I want you to, there's a connection with Alter. You will get, you'll have a chance at some point. Second and five. This one is handed off, and this is a first down, and this is a good game. And he's down before he fumbles, and that was Devin Byrd. He picked up 10 yards, weaving in traffic. But what he did also do is he carried that ball with one hand. It could have easily been knocked out. But it wasn't. It's a first down. The Lancers have the wrong sport. The Lancers have the pigskin at their own 40, first and 10, up 14-0 with 2:22 to go, and the clock rolls in the first half. Now McLaughlin, he's got all day to throw. He's going to air it out. He has a man, and he overthrows him. And frankly, he had a wide open Brandon Phillips there at about the Firebird 15. Not horrible coverage, but Phillips had about 3 yards on his man, but he overthrew him. You have time for that story.
Okay, and this is not verified, but I was told when I was down here to speak with the coach that LaSalle was actually initially set up to be Alter High School, and we'll go a little bit more from that.
You're going to probably have to tell this story in chunks. Second and 10, their own 40, 2:18 to go. Clap. He could have gone more, but we didn't know. McLaughlin sometimes has a quick snap. And now I formation. He has Max Welter accompanying him. Now Max Welter's going to block for him. He's got nobody open. Let's see if McLaughlin just throws it away. Now he's running for his life. He is still running. He eludes the defender, and now he flips it to a wide-open man who is getting a first down and more past midfield. Boy, Patrick McLaughlin got everything done there. He held the ball, and he must have had 10, 12 seconds before he flipped it to a wide receiver, and they get a first down at the Fairmont 49-yard line, and they're ready to go again. And this is smart because they have that Fairmont defense gassed after that last play. Now hand it off. And there's a gain right up the middle for 9 yards. Strong offensive line play by the Lancers. And they're going again. Second and one. And I think Fairmont got a break. I think we have offensive line offside. Go ahead with the story.
Okay, so, of course, this is all boys' school, Alter boys and girls. And the cheerleading squad is known as the Lancerettes. I'm not sure if that's some kind of a throwback to here or not, and I don't even know if that story is true or not. But there you go.
Hey, you got it in. Good deal. All right, so after the 5-yard penalty, it'll be second and six at the Fairmont 45-yard line, and the officials hold up play. And frankly, I have no idea why. It must have something to do with the chain gang. Now we're ready to go. It's Patrick McLaughlin is in the pistol with Max Welter at his side as a bodyguard, and he hands it off right up the middle, and this is close to a first down. It looks like with extra effort they have the first down inside the 40-yard line, as about 60 white shirts were in on that tackle, and they finally blow the whistle. They'll move the chains, and it's first and 10 at the Fairmont 39-yard line as the Lancers are racking up the yards in this one and the points. This one is handed off, and this is a good gain. And this is about six yards, 1:15 to go. Now, a plethora of three timeouts left for the Lancers. They're going to use one of them. It will be second and five on timeout. So, this week's games in the GWAC. This one should be about over. 6 o'clock, Akron St. Vincent played at Wayne. Again, we'll try to get you some updates at halftime. Thurgood Marshall of Beaver Creek, Pickerington Central, they come off a narrow win over Wayne. They're at Centerville tonight. Northmont again, next for Fairmont. They are at Dayton Dunbar. Springboro, they are seeking their first win. Fairmont plays them 2 weeks from tonight on the road. Springboro will be at Elder. Ponitz, well, rough week last week, 62-7. They are at Miamisburg, so they'll be feasted upon by those Vikings tonight. And this is an interesting one. We were very impressed with Trotwood Madison last week. Tim Carpenter, the offensive and defensive lines, as well as the speed he had at wide receiver. So we're going to see how Trotwood Madison fares tonight at home against a Springfield team that has to, I guess, to be very nice, be very irritated. So we can tell you so far in this game, LaSalle, 146 yards to Fairmont's 74, 95 yards on the ground, on the air. The only stat Fairmont leads is in the rushing, 74 to 51. LaSalle 11-4 in first downs. And I was going to look at penalties. They don't have it on here. And that play I just missed, and it was incomplete. So I missed nothing. Yes, Firebird penalties, 5 for 35. Most of them are offensive, or checking defensive offsides. Of course, they did have the one pass interference as well. Three penalties, 20 yards for the Lancers. So 3rd and 5, 107 to go in the half. Ball at the Fairmont 34-yard line. Lancers probably two plays here to pick up the first down and keep it going. McLaughlin rolls, he passes, and it is caught by Welter, and his 6'5 frame gets to the 30-yard line, and I think he's just short. Clock rolls. I think it's going to be 4th down and very, very short. Yeah, 4th down and less than a yard. Lancers are huddling up. I think they just take it right up the middle. They're in passing formation, which is a little bit surprising considering they need less than a yard. Though they do have Kreidler in the backfield with McLaughlin. And McLaughlin's going to keep it himself. Now, that's a risky play, and I think the Firebirds have stopped him short at the 30-yard line. I don't know why you just don't go in a tight formation, take it right over your center, because then you have more real estate that you have to gain. So the Firebirds have stopped the Lancers, and they stay within 14 points at 14-0 with 29 seconds to go. And frankly, with this Fairmont offense, I think I'd just take a knee and say, let's go to the locker room. And then defensively, you have to be tough because the Lancers will receive the opening kickoff of the second half. So, let's see what the Firebirds do here. With 29 seconds to go. They're in a, well, I was going to say, yeah, they're in a tight formation. So you don't want to make any mistakes here. And they actually do hand it off to Turner. He gets nothing, and that should expire the first half. I don't think there'll be any reason to stop the clock. So here's the scoring for the half. Firebirds got the ball. They fumbled it on their own 19. Brock Baker fumbled the ball, and then 19 yards. Kreidler took it in from 1 yard out, 10-21 mark. Fairmont came down the other way. They missed a 45-yard field goal wide right. Then in the second quarter, McLaughlin to Wolf. 18-yard pass completion to Welter. First play of the second quarter, 14-0, and that is where we stand. So 14-0. Coaches interviews halftime coming up right after this.
It's the Butler Heating and Air Conditioning halftime program. Now let's head back to the studio for tonight's program.
I'm with Dave Miller, head coach of the Kettering Fairmont Firebirds football team. Coach, let's talk a little bit about Trotwood. What was your overall message to the team after a game which basically nothing went right?
Now, basically that, it was not a good night for the Firebirds. Biggest thing is we talked about it, you know, really that night and Saturday and Monday, you know, we didn't play Fairmont football at all. You know, people ask, what were the keys to the game? We have to control the clock. We didn't do that. Time of possession was a little deceiving. You know, I think we still ended up on top there, but it wasn't anything we did on offense for sure. You know, we gave up big plays. I think we gave up, you know, 3 in one game. And I don't think all last year and probably the year before, maybe the year before that, we gave up 3 in a season, you know. So it kind of snowballed. We struggled early and, you know, and they're good. I said it going in. The quarterback's going to Indiana. They've got, you know, guys that have played 3 years. You know, and we saw them in eighth grade, and I knew they were going to be good when they were older, you know. So there was a very mature football team that I think at the end of the season, you're going to see them compete for a title in Division III, you know. So really shame in losing to a team like that. It's the way we did it, and I think the disappointing part of it was we didn't play our style of football. So
what surprised you about Trotwood's performance? Was it their team speed, especially from the wideout position?
Wasn't surprising. Like I said, I think, you know, we pride ourselves on being able to defend that. And, you know, we didn't do the fundamental things on defense to not give up those big plays. We face that kind of talent all the time. You know, so it's not like, you know, this year we maybe haven't seen it, although our scrimmage against Middletown, we saw it there. And you know, to some degree, Lebanon and Alter had some too, you know. So they're very talented, you know, and they exploited us for sure. They had a good game plan coming in, and, you know, we didn't really adapt very well to it. But I wouldn't say I was surprised. I looked at them in warm-ups, and they didn't have their pads on, and you could tell that was a very well-built football team, and we were going to have our hands full. So,
all right. Again, pass rush seemed to be lacking, and what can you take from the film?
You know, they're pretty good up front. They had a lot of guys going both ways. I was kind of disappointed. I thought we could fare better because we typically don't. We have a handful of guys that do, you know, and they're not doing it the whole game. But, you know, we got to get better on that, obviously. We have to be able to get some pressure on the quarterback. I think that will gradually get better. You know, we've shown times where we've done that. You know, against Alter, we had some pressure, but we have to get better at that. You know, again, we saw a veteran offensive line that is good, you know, so, and you got a quarterback that's elusive. So that combination sometimes can be a problem. And I think the other thing is we had guys kind of making up their own stuff, and I'm not sure why that is. We had a good talk about that earlier, you know, yesterday and everything. They got to trust us, you know, as coaches, to put them in the right situation and kind of make us wrong.
Okay. On the positive front, what was the key to Doty's 82-yard kick return touchdown?
Well, we executed. You know, his little brother was right there throwing some blocks for him, the one that sprung him. You know, Logan, as a freshman, had a pretty nice block, you know, so, and some other guys, and we blocked it up pretty well, and Stevie's fast, you know, so that was probably one of our few, you know, for sure. But that, and, you know, they lost their composure a little bit. Offsides penalties, we're able to go for two. We're up 8-7, you know. So, you know, I felt decent about it where we were up until the point where, you know, they got more than three scores ahead of us, and then it becomes a problem. But, you know, is what it is. Moving on.
That's right. And we're done with Troutwood. Now we're going to talk about who's coming up next, LaSalle. As for this week's opponent, looking at their shootout last week against Northmont, their quarterback, Patrick McLaughlin, threw for almost 300 yards and four touchdowns. What are your impressions of him?
Really good. I saw it when he was a sophomore. You know, we started looking at film on him, JV games at that time, and I could tell him he's a head coach's son. You know, he lives in the guy's house, and he's going to get coached up and from a guy that knows what it looks like. So they're really good. It's like our schedule. It doesn't get any easier, but we got to go down there. It's a good, thing. I'm trying to figure out how to say this, but, you know, the challenge, you know, if our guys will rise to the challenge, then that's what it's all about. You know, we have to get better. They know that. What we've been playing against the last 4 weeks really has exposed us, and hopefully we were able to fix some things, but that's going to be a very tough environment. And, you know, to go down there and try to get a win, that would be really tough to do.
Okay, and the last question. What was your impression of their defensive line? McLaughlin threw 38 times and was sacked only twice.
Well, they're very good up front again, you know, so we're going to have to get better in all phases. I mean, their defense is – last year was a slugfest up here. You know, we ended up winning, fortunately, 10 to 3, but they make you earn everything, you know. So, you know, defensively, offensively – They do a good job there too, protecting him, and that has not been our strong suit yet, you know. But I know our coaches and kids are going to work really hard to fix the mistakes that they made, and, you know, we're going to move on.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for taking the time again to speak with me, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm with Pat McLaughlin. He's the head varsity football coach for the LaSalle Lancers.
Yes, sir.
We're down here in Cincinnati, and just want to ask you a little bit about your team.
Cool. Sounds good.
Okay. First of all, your team loses a shootout to Northmont. How hard is it to get them to forget that game and this week get ready for Fairmont?
It's not that difficult. It's a one day process for us. Come in on Saturday, go over the game, correct some of the mistakes, even at practice, short practice on Saturday. And if you don't get over it very quick and you play, turn around with a team like Northmont, it'll be bad. So we move on. We did some really good things in that game, some things we got to correct. Hopefully we'll do that. And then the other thing too is you can't have two more different contrasting styles than what we saw last week and we're going to see this week. So we have to move on to staff, move on with our kids, and I think we've done that.
Specifically in that game, how about your son's performance as quarterback? Almost 300 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, and no interceptions.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. He's getting better. Last year he just wasn't quite ready to play yet. Physically, he's grown a little bit. He's very, very smart. I think we threw the ball to like 7 or 8 different receivers. We've completed touchdown passes to, I think, 5 or 6 different receivers. So he's doing a good job. He's even got some things he can improve on. There was a couple plays in that game, especially in the run game, where he could have hit those, and a couple scrambles where he could have hit those. But he's got to keep getting better. He's a leader. He's a hard worker. And so as long as he keeps improving, and the biggest thing is he didn't turn the ball over. And that makes a big difference.
Okay, a little more about him. How big of an influence were you on his football desires? And was he focused on quarterback from the start?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. So I used to coach quarterbacks, do like quarterback lessons, with 7th and 8th graders and young kids, and he was at all those lessons. So, did I force quarterback on him? No, not necessarily, but it's kind of something that he's learned. And obviously, me being the head coach, him playing quarterback, I hate that there's a lot of pressure because pressure is a good thing, but, different level of expectations. But I never push football on him. It's something that he loves to do. It's something that he works very, very hard at, not only at practice, but outside of practice, too. He's worked hard for a long time. And again, he keeps getting better and better. He's very smart. He studies the film. He understands what we're trying to do. He has, I would say, very good control of the offense. The players on the team respect him. All those things that you would think that come with being a quarterback. I don't know if I had a lot of effect on him, but my wife did for sure. She's probably a better athlete than I am. So, it's been good. It's been fun.
Back to the Northmont game. Their only points in the second half were a fumble return for a touchdown. What changed on your defense?
That's a good question. We didn't really change a whole bunch at halftime. There wasn't a lot of yelling and screaming. Kids did their job, quite honestly, in the second half. And if you look at the first half, I told the team yesterday in our team meeting, I thought we played 3.5 really good quarters of football. I'm not saying consecutive, but offense in the first half, defense in the second half, and collectively 3.5 good quarters. And when you go back and look at the Northmont game, there's 3 big plays. You give up a 97-yarder, you give up a 70-yarder, you give up, I think, a 45 or 50-yarder. It's 330 yards passing he had, probably 230, 250 of it came on 3 plays. You take those away, and I think our defense played pretty well overall.
Offensively, Reynolds and Welter at wideout position had big games. What type of receivers are they?
Max Welter, I'm not sure how much longer he's going to be a football player because he's 6'5 right now. He's probably growing and probably going to be 6'9. But he's a big, long, athletic kid. He's got good hands, a huge catch radius. He caught a touchdown against Cole Rain. So he's a really big, long, athletic kid. And then Reynolds is just a smart player. He could play anywhere on offense. He could play quarterback. He could play offensive line. He could play anywhere on defense. He's probably one of the smartest players overall that I've ever been around. And so we move him around. We move him outside of receiver. He's inside receiver. He's going in motion. We even have a package where he's under center. So he's a very, very smart guy. He's got good hands. He has a knack for getting open and finding those spots.
Colin Kreider, as a running back, how is he able to take pressure off the passing game?
Well, one of the best things we've done this year as opposed to last year is I think we're pretty balanced. I think we probably threw the ball a little bit more than we wanted to last game, but overall, in the first 2 games, we're pretty balanced. And I don't really get into, exactly how many carries versus how many passes that we have, but to have Cohen back there and then Isaac Goldschmidt's coming back this week, Bird, Ty Brown got hurt, 4 good running backs, and Patrick can run a little bit. Our offensive line, a lot of credit goes to them, but, if we're able to run the ball first, and then that opens up some of the passing lanes. But the thing about Cohen is he's a great kid. He's a hard worker. He runs really, really hard. He's even banged up a little bit, but he just shows up and plays hard every game.
Okay, and final question for you. Last year, you lost a defensive game to Fairmont. From 2 games this year, both teams seem to be much different. After facing Courtner, How do you, in your game, plan differently for the rush-only team without Drew Baker?
Yeah, that's a very good question. But I think the quarterback is named Baker too, right?
Yes.
So I think old Drew might be on the staff if I saw that correctly. But Drew was a great player. Quite honestly, I don't know how he got up sometimes on Saturday mornings with all the carries he had. But as we said earlier and as you pointed out, two very different styles. So it's going to have to change our defensive game plan a little bit, and we find out what kind of football players we have in terms of they better buckle up, put their chin straps in. I told the team yesterday, went back and watched some games last year, it doesn't matter what the situation is in the game. You know what Fairmont's going to do. They do it very well. They have a good overall team philosophy, meaning on offense they're going to run the ball, eat the clock up. They threw the ball twice in the first game, twice in the second game. And then defensively, they don't give up any big plays. They keep everything in front, kind of slow the game down. He's done a really good job with that. So it's going to take a lot of execution on offense, doing our job on offense and defense, and really stopping their running game.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today, and good luck on Friday night.
Thank you very much. We'll see you on Friday night.
Well, that's it for this week's Halftime with the Coaches. Now, let's head back down to the field for the exciting conclusion of tonight's game.
From a Fairmont standpoint, we can hope it's going to be exciting, but at this point, I don't know. And as for Patrick McLaughlin needing luck, no, he doesn't. 14-0, the Lancers lead this game. Here's some individual stats for the Firebirds. Justin Turner has rushed 11 times for 52 yards, long of 10. Seton has punted twice for 70 yards, 35-yard average, that is, long of 47. On the defense, Gavin Proffitt with 5 tackles total, and Daniel Seton has 4. For LaSalle, Patrick McLaughlin, no surprise here, 9 of 11, very efficient, 1 TD, 99 yards, long pass of 24 yards. 6'5 Welter has 4 grabs for 41. And I think that's really all you need. All right, some scores. Xenia over Sydney in the second quarter, 14-0. Springboro doesn't look like they're going to get their first win of the year tonight. They're getting crushed by Elder, 21-0. Speaking of crushed, Miamisburg 30, Ponitz nothing. Pickwin Stebbins are 7-7. Beaver Creek is leading Thurgood Marshall, 15-8. Fairborn is leading West Carrollton 14-6. Sorry, Norm. Bishop Hartley, 14. CJ Chaminade Julien, nothing. Northmont over Dunbar, 19-0. I think it's 19-10. I think I just wrote it down wrong. And Centerville is leading Pickerington Central 8-3. So those are some scores. We'll see if we can get you some more scores in the second half. We'll say this, the LaSalle band of about 11, I love the twist they did at halftime. They had a gentleman with an electric guitar. I was jamming on that. In fact, I was really hoping they'd continue to play so we could give you some of that, but they decided to stop. All right, we're not going to stop. We're going to give you our preview of Northmont, the Firebirds' home opponent next week. Aaron will be back. I'll be alongside. Northmont last year went 5-6, and they shut out Fairmont 28-0, doubling them in yards, 256 to 132. They won their opener this year at Butler, 28-10, massing 321 yards, allowing only 87 yards to the Aviators. Deuce Courtner went 9-15 for 183 and 3 touchdown passes and 1 run of 48 yards. Sophomore Kaylian Grant rushed for 67 yards and 1 touchdown. Junior Dorian Brew had 3 grabs for 66 yards and a long of 45. On defense, junior Terrence Harrell had 10 total tackles, 8 of them on the solo variety, the inside linebacker. And a senior inside linebacker, John Sales, had 8 solo tackles. All right, so I've told you about the Butler game. And, of course, last week, the 35-31 thriller over LaSalle. Both teams over 400 yards. Though it was sloppy for Northmont, 12 penalties for 99 yards. Deuce Courtner went 14-22, 329, 4 touchdown passes, all of them in the first half. And, boy, they hit on big plays. 70-yard TD pass to Williams, 5 yards to Brew, 97 yards to Brew, 28 yards to Williams. For the game, Williams had 6 grabs for 171 total yards. Sales had and this was the key in the second half, Sales had a 45-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown. That was the third quarter that decided the game. And down 11, Northmont scores a touchdown. Not Northmont, they didn't score a touchdown themselves. LaSalle scores a touchdown. And I was talking to the announcers here at LaSalle. Their coach basically said, I didn't get it right. They should have gone for two. They didn't. They kicked the extra point. What good did it do? They were down four. They couldn't have a field goal because they got down to the 10-yard line of Northmont at the end, couldn't get in the end zone. At least down three, they could have tried the field goal and get it into overtime. Sales and Harrell each had 10 total tackles in that game for Northmont. Sales had 7 solo tackles. And a senior, Gavin Milby, had 8 total tackles. Let's see. So that is the information on Northmont. Norm, get ready. I want to take a break. I want to hear from our underwriters. Then we'll get ready for the second half. You are ready? Let's take a break. Again, halftime. We've got a few more minutes to go. Score from Lancer Stadium. LaSalle 14, Fairmont nothing. We will hear from the underwriters.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring Fairmont Firebirds football to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard them mentioned during the games on radio. This year's underwriters are Act Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Belmont Coin and Jewelry, Big Sky Bread Company, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen, Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Las Rias Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tub and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and U.S. Tire and Auto Service Center.
And again, 14-0, the Lancers lead the Firebirds. Clock approaching the minute mark, but I think then they put 3 more minutes on. Boy, don't I just love that. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, other Fairmont sports in the fall going on. Thank goodness I actually researched this today. Girls soccer is 2-2-1. That's 2 wins, 2 losses, and 1 draw. Wednesday, edging Northmont 2-1. Next, I think they call it match. Next match is Wednesday at Springboro. Girls tennis is 3-4. They went up against Chaminade Julien last night. No report on that one. They will play Tuesday at Miamisburg. Volleyball, 3-1 in the GWAC, 4-2 overall. Defeated Miamisburg last night in 4 sets. Hosting Centerville next Thursday. Boys soccer, good start, 4-1 overall. Beat Fairborn 9-0 last night. Wow, that's a whitewash. Tuesday night, home, 7:15. That's against Springboro. So the clock has now gone to zero. The officials are meeting at midfield. And I think they just said 3 minutes. Isn't this great? I should have had you hold that story. By the way, if you're going to say anything, you need to put your mic down. Otherwise, nobody can hear you.
Yes, they did put another... They had it 20 minutes to begin with, and they...
No, I don't need
20
more minutes. No.
So now you're to 2:52.
Oh, that's comforting. Okay, well, for the 21st... My 21st year, I really resort to something else now. University of Dayton women's basketball will return to the 1660 Information Radio airwaves on Monday night, November the 12th, against Lindenwood. You're saying, what's that? They are in a suburb of St. Louis, St. Charles. They are in their second year in Division I. Don't ask me what conference they're in. I'll know that later. They actually, for their first Division I men's game last year, played at Dayton. And now the Flyers will host them. Actually, that'll be their second game. Their first game in non-conference is going to be the previous Wednesday at Connecticut. That's going to be Tamika Williams-Jetter going up against her alma mater, of the UConn Huskies and Coach Gino Auriemma. Some other home games in non-conference. Now, times have not been announced, but the Flyers will host Big Ten foe Purdue on December 1st. They'll host the University of Detroit from the Horizon League. They will host Ohio Dominican. They will go to, this is one game I wanted to see if Norm can get me to there. They'll go to Oxford and take on Miami of Ohio. Ivy Wolf, who was a 15-point game scorer last year for Miami of Ohio, has transferred to Dayton. So very interested in seeing how that game goes. And there are other non-conference games that I frankly don't remember right now. But I think I've killed off most of that time. Rambling about University of Dayton women's basketball, which will start in November.
They did put 12 minutes on the clock now for you, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hopefully that means the third quarter will start soon.
Yes, soon, yes. So the Firebirds are kicking off. I wouldn't be surprised to see an onside here, frankly, because I think you have to make something happen when you're down 14-0 and you're just being dominated. And actually, LaSalle is, they're not stupid. They've got five guys up at midfield. And what the Firebirds do in their kickoff sometime is they'll run back, and then they'll run up and kick it, kind of for trickery purposes. But we see Max Gehring, the junior, ready to kick off. He has his back to the ball. He shouts out instructions to his teammates. He runs up. Again, he fakes it. He goes back. And now he's actually going to get ready, pardon me, to kick it. And I have a feeling he's going to kick it deep. So Gehring is now standing at his 29. He's approaching it. He's into it. It's deep. It's a boomer, and it's taken at the one-yard line, and it's at the 10. It's at the 15, and it's out at about the 22-yard line. And I think that was Colin Daniels, safety junior, who ran it back. And the Lancers will start out on offense with a 14-0 lead. Now, what the Firebirds might need to do here is, frankly, have their defense get them back in the game. See if they can force the turnover and get the short field. It's at the 22-yard line. Playing back in the safety position for the Firebirds is Toby Deglow. He's standing at his own 32-yard line. But the line of scrimmage is the 22. This ball's handed off, and the man bounces off. He's at the 35 and out of bounds at about the 37-yard line. That was Cohen Kreider for about an effort-filled 5 yards. As Reynolds comes in, he is going to replace Colin Woodridge at the wideout position. Second, and they call it 6. Short side of the field across from our vantage point. McLaughlin holds the play, looks over to the coaching staff. And he's ready to go. In the pistol. He'll hand it off to Kreidler again. And Kreidler is at the 30. And Kreidler gets very close to the sticks. May have picked up the first down. To his 33-yard line. Daniel Seaton was in on the tackle. And they do give him the first down. LaSalle picks up where they started off the first half. And they'll make another substitution. They will bring in Hunter Ogden for tight end purposes. But now they have two wideouts to the right. And it looks like an offense. Not an offense. It looks like an offside on Fairmont. That's the Firebirds' 6th penalty of the night. At least 4 of them have been by the offside variety. So it'll make it 1st and 5 at the 37-yard line. If you've just joined us, you have missed for LaSalle, 2 touchdowns. You have missed for Fairmont, nothing. And on 1st and 5, this one is handed off, and a great tackle in the backfield for a loss. Credit for the Firebirds, Logan Wilkins, the 6'2", 180-pound junior. And that's a 4-yard loss, maybe 5 yards. It takes it back to 2nd and 10 at the 32-yard line. A beautiful defensive takedown. And now it's hurry-up mode for the Lancers as we've just gotten into the third quarter. You know, it's interesting. They don't take any time to line up. But then when they get to the line, that's when he audibilizes, and that's when they take time. You'd think they'd have more quick snaps, frankly. There's the clap. There's the pass to Welter. It's complete. He picked up about six of it, and he's taken down by about three people. Looks like one of the Firebirds is shaken up, unfortunately, and he is slow to get up. I got to get you a number on him. He's up, but he looks a little bit hurt. That's Gavin Proffitt, the junior linebacker, and he's going to leave the lineup. He's replaced in the lineup by Crothers, sophomore. So we'll hope Proffitt is okay. Makes it a third and five at the 37-yard line of the Lancers. And again, this one is not handed off. It's a broken play. The Firebirds snuff it out, and they sack McLaughlin behind the line of scrimmage. He'll lose 4 yards on the play, and we see some enthusiasm in the white jerseys on the other side of us from Fairmont. And this will be a punt, a rare punt coming up here for the Lancers. And going back to punt is Kyle Reynolds on fourth down and about eight. He's going to punt from his own 34-yard line. Back for the Firebirds will be Chase Ford, sophomore. Chase Ford standing on his own 35, and we have laundry on the field. The punt is taken by Chase Ford, but doesn't matter because stoppage of play. What do the officials call? It's fourth and eight. It's 5-yard penalty on Fairmont. It's another offensive offside penalty. It's about at least number six. Fourth and three. And I was wrong. It was not Chase Ford. I was wondering, where's Stephen Doty? It's Stephen Doty. He now will stand back at his own 25-yard line to receive this punt from the 34. This punt is in the air, and this is a good punt. It's going to take Doty back to his own 15-yard line. Doty is at the 20. Doty on the right side is at the 25. Doty is finally taken down at the 29-yard line after a gain of 14 yards. But what a punt. That was about a 50-yard punt. And we have another penalty. Now all of a sudden the game gets sloppy. Beautiful punt by Reynolds. And Doty made the best of what he could out of a 14-yard return. Let's see the call. I'm hearing from our stat people to the right of us that it's a block in the back. So what that does, that should take him back to about halfway. That should take him down to back to about the 15-yard line. Oh, my gosh. They're going to inside the 10-yard line. Yes, that's a spot foul, folks. So instead of starting at the 29, they're going to start at their own 9. So that's a 20-yard penalty on the Firebirds. This is not Dave Miller football. Just the mistakes that have been made over and over. So deep at their own 9. This one is Justin Turner. He goes nowhere. Second and 10 coming up as the Firebirds are in a hole. They're down 14 points with 9:20 to go, and the clock rolls in the third quarter. The Firebirds have gotten nothing going in this game. Now, they did actually get to the 28-yard line at one point of LaSalle, but they missed a 45-yard field goal to the right. Second and 9 of the 10. See if they hand it off to Turner again. Actually, they're kind. They called second and 8. Brock Baker under center. Audibilizes at the line. Tight set. And Baker keeps it. Baker's at the 25. Or check it, not the 25. The 15. Now he's taken down at about the 19. And he is close to the first down. See what the chains say on that one. I'm going to say third and a good healthy yard. O'Connor in on the tackle. That's Mick O'Connor, the 6-foot senior for the Lancers. So third and one. I would think this should just be a keeper right over center to pick up this first down. Quarterback sneak. Let's see if he does it at his own 18. Baker ready. Looks to the sideline. Barks out the calls. First right, then left. And Baker actually hands it off. I think that's Turner, and he breaks it. And he might go, but no, he's going to be taken down just inside the 45-yard line of the Lancers to the 43-yard line. And that's what happens sometimes. You break it, you have a lot of real estate. I didn't want to actually call that he was going to go all the way. But he picked up 39 yards to the 43-yard line. Actually, maybe make it an even 40 yards to the 42-yard line for Justin Turner, the best Fairmont Firebird individual gain of the evening. Firebirds can get back in this game with a score. Tight set. This one is handed off, and that play goes nowhere. I think that tackle, if I'm right, Spraggs made it, the defensive end, sophomore. You've been hearing me call lots of sophomores and juniors for this LaSalle team. This was uncustomary last year for them to go 2-9. Coach McLaughlin, six-year record at LaSalle. He was at Princeton. But at LaSalle, he's 44-27 entering this year. It looks like they may have righted an off year by what they've done this year. So 2nd and 9, under 7 minutes to go in the period. Firebirds at the LaSalle 41-yard line. LaSalle leads at 14-0. Man in motion, handed off right up the middle, Turner, up the right guard. He's to the 35-yard line. That's a gain of 6. That should make it 3rd and 3. Two-down territory to pick up the first down for Fairmont. So on the scoreboard, they say 3rd and 4. To me, it looked more like 3, but that's inconsequential at this time. Baker under center now pops up, looks to the coaches for instructions. Under the 6 minute mark to go in the third period. Baker in the tight set, man in motion. He'll hand it off. Turner gets some good room, but he'll come up short of the first down by about a yard and a half. That'll make it, they're giving him the first down. Okay, well, I'm surprised, but they give him the first down. That's good news for Fairmont. 1st and 10 at the 32 yard line as the clock grinds. This after a big game by Turner in a short yardage, less than one situation. Turner went for 45 or 50 yards. 1st and 10 with 5:40 to go in the period. Brock Baker again looks to the sideline. Still looking for that play clock, which I don't see. I'll have to ask. I'm going to ask her when our next break where I can see that play clock. Anyway, it looked like a busted play, and Baker's going to have to eat it after about a gain of 1. 2nd and 9 coming up. Looked like he wanted to hand that off maybe to Turner, and there was actually nobody there. So he went down quickly.
No gain on the play, 2nd and 10.
So 2nd down from the 32-yard line. Firebirds need a touchdown. Really no field goal would do them any good here. If they hand it off, now man in motion. He's got Asia Dunleavy to the right. I formation. And they will hand it off, and there's a gain of about 1 at the most. So 3rd and 8. It's got to be 2 down territory for Fairmont here. See Justin Turner, Jr., back in the I formation at the 35-yard line. We'll see if he gets the ball here on 3rd and 8. Firebirds want to make it manageable for 4th down if they don't pick it up. Man in motion. Play fake. They're going to pass. Brock Baker is going to take off. He is at the 23-yard line where he's taken down very close to the first down. He saw nothing open, so he saw real estate ahead of him, and he made the decision without hesitating, and he got to the 23-yard line. It's a gain of 7. It's 4th down and about 1. We don't have to tell you what they're going to do here. See if they give it off to Turner again and see if he can break one. 4th down, 23-yard line, 3:30 to go. Third quarter's evaporating quickly. Fairmont trails 14-0. They need a touchdown to get back in this football game. They're waiting to snap the ball. Baker will hand it off to Turner. Oh, it's a fumble. It doesn't matter if they recovered it because it's short of the first down. A miscommunication exchange. The Firebirds lose a good opportunity to get back in this game on the muffed exchange between Baker and Turner. So, it's kind of the way the season's gone. Sal will take the ball over at the 24.
the leaky pipes, and clogged drains to major repairs and retrofits. And be sure your residential or commercial plumbing project.
Baker had the inopportune fumble on the first possession of the game, which cost the Firebirds a touchdown. And then it was a fumble there. Baker trying to hand off to Turner. And now here's a screen pass and a good cut up field, but good pursuit by the Firebirds, limiting that to a 3-yard gain. That pass was completed, and it looked like Donovan Stinson, the junior wideout, caught that one. So Firebirds can only blame themselves for their mistakes tonight. Two key fumbles and many penalties. Here is a good run up the gut. Man not going down. Gain of about 5 yards for Isaac Goldschmidt, running back, junior, 5'10", 200-pounder. And this is going to make it third and about two. Quickly they huddle up, and they do snap the ball. They want to catch Fairmont off guard, but Fairmont's ready, and they get the defender. They get the running back for a loss. And this is going to result in a punt because it's a loss of 2 yards. It should make it to fourth and three from their own 32-yard line for LaSalle. I mean, truthfully, the Firebird defense, you really can't fault them. I mean, really, it's been only one drive resulting in a touchdown for LaSalle. So fourth and two, stoppage in play. Fairmont injury is what I'm hearing. But I'm not seeing who the injured player is. Now I am seeing that he doesn't really look that hurt. It's Skyler Slifer. Sorry. He's out of the lineup. Fourth and three. They're going for it. Well, that's confidence in your offense. If you don't make it, you're giving Fairmont the ball right back. Even though I think, Fairmont almost went offside. We almost saw Gavin Proffitt go offside. I mean, that cadence by McLaughlin has forced a lot of offside, but no, they snap it. And here is the pass. It's underthrown, and it's incomplete. The receiver cannot hang on to it. That was Brandon Phillips. He was open. That was a terrible throw, underthrown by McLaughlin. And they have just handed the Firebirds a golden opportunity to get back in this football game, going for it on fourth and three in their own 31. I have to question that. So Firebirds basically get a reprieve. They goofed up the snap on the fourth and one previously. And now they have it back at the 31-yard line. And they give it to Turner, and he picks up maybe 2 yards. And on the tackle for LaSalle is the backup nose tackle, Jack Sellett. So second and 10 at the 31. They say no gain. Actually, second and 8. It's a gain of 2. Approaching a minute 30 to go in the third quarter. Still 14-0 LaSalle. I'm still puzzled by going for it at 4th and 3 in your own 31-yard line. I just don't get it. See if Fairmont will hand it off right up the middle. That's Turner. That's some good yardage. He is close to that first down, frankly. And O'Connor on the tackle. Also, Markle McConnell, the backup defensive end, junior in on the tackle for the Lancers. And they're going to call it third and two from the 24-yard line with 45 seconds to go in the period. No reason to try any tricky stuff here. You just want to make sure you pick up that first down. Man in motion. Hand it off Turner right up the middle. And actually, I thought it was Turner. But Baker kept it on the right side. Boy, now there are flags down after the play. And oh, the official is pointing toward Fairmont. Gosh, is this just another crippling penalty? They're going to say the play counts. So we're going to get a ruling here. The play counts. That's a first down. Now, are they going to push him back after the play? Is there some Fairmont... Are they going to call it offsetting? If they call it offsetting, I think Fairmont audience should be very pleased because the play counts. It's a first down. The ball's now marked at the 16. There's 29 seconds to go in the third period. And they're calling personal foul. LaSalle. personal foul, fair amount, offsetting penalties, misconduct penalties. So basically nothing changes. The stat people just have to, I guess they add that in. And they put the ball, actually, it's at the 20. I thought it was inside the 20. So most likely we'll have a running play. Norm, get ready. After the running play, we'll hear from our underwriters again. Chance to rest my dulcet tones. Aaron Prim will be back next week. He's visiting somebody in North Carolina. Dennis Shaw's in Michigan. And we're in Ohio. So the Firebirds still in their huddle. Turns out, another way, lost that sun. Beautiful evening. Here from Lancer Stadium. Now they roll the clock. I think the Firebirds could basically not even have to snap this, but they do look like they're intending to do so on first down. They give it to Turner. He's up the middle. He's got a good gain. That looks to be about six. Looks to be he's at about the 14-yard line, and that will end the third quarter, of which there was no scoring. So 14-0 LaSalle with the lead. Fourth quarter action after this.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring Fairmont Firebirds football to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard them mentioned during today's game on the radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Belmont Coin and Jewelry, Big Sky Bread Company, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home, Medical, and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen, Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-in Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotorer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Sinorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
Knew we were impressed with Trotwood Madison last week. They have a good one tonight. Fourth quarter at home. They are leading Springfield 21-14. What else? Elder, third quarter, 21-0 over Springboro. Wayne trails in the third quarter to St. Vincent St. Mary, 11-8. Bishop Hartley still shutting out CJ in the third quarter, 14-0. Pickerington Central in the third quarter leads the Centerville Elks, 9-8. Miamisburg piling it on at halftime over Ponitz, 43-0. That'll be running clock in the second half. Beaver Creek at halftime leads Thurgood Marshall, 18-8. And that should about do it. More scores as they become available. But here's the situation. 14-0 LaSalle. Second and five for the Firebirds after getting that golden retrieve, holding LaSalle on fourth and three when they went for it on their own 31-yard line. Second and five. This one is up the middle again to Turner. I have a post in front of me, so I kind of have to maneuver. It looks like he picked up about two, maybe. So third and about three at the 13-yard line. In a situation where the Firebirds must score here to have any chance. So here's third and three at the 13. Again, two down territory to get this, keep this drive alive. Just can't make a mistake. No fumbles, no offensive penalties. See what's drawn up here. I formation. Now they have Dunleavy in the background, in the backfield. They hand it off, and that's not three. That might be one at the most for Turner. Big fourth down coming up here under the 11-minute mark. Looks like Caleb Lang, defensive end, junior, in on the tackle. So fourth down, they call it two at the 13-yard line. Now, I think you got to get a little bit more creative here than plunging up the middle. Well, let's see what we get here in the I formation with Turner, the lone setback. This could be the game as we're under 11 minutes to go. They don't pick this up. And this one back to pass. And Brodka is being rushed. He throws it for the end zone. And it is caught for a touchdown. Brock Baker was improvising. He hit his man. And it's to Dunleavy, and that's 13 yards. And the Firebirds are back in the game. And Brock Baker was under pressure, but he was cool. And the receiver was covered well. But Dunleavy, it's a touchdown catch of 13 yards. And the Firebirds are in this game. You wonder how. And really, you got to thank for Patrick McLaughlin for going for it on his own fourth, on his own 31 on 4th and 3. Now the big extra point for Gehring to make it a 7-point game with 10:26 to go. Norm, you got it queued up. We'll take a break. As soon as Gehring hits this extra point to make it 14-7, it's down. The kick is up, and it is way good. 14-7. Let's hear from the underwriters.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring Fairmont Firebirds football to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard them mentioned during the games on radio. This year's underwriters are Act Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Belmont Coin and Jewelry, Big Sky Bread Company, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen, Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Riez Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotorer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, Flower Shop, and the USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
All right, let's see if Gehring can boom this one into the end zone. Back to the ball. Here he goes. He approaches. He backs off. Now he'll kick it again. Or try to kick it the first time, I should say. 14-7, 10:26 left in this game. Firebirds trail it. This one is boomed. This one is not hitting the end zone. It's taken at the 4. He's at the 10. He's at the 15. And he is going to go out of bounds at about his own 20-yard line. That's a 19-yard return to the 23. So LaSalle hasn't really played grind-out football tonight, but let's see how they approach this. Through three quarters, they have 60 rushing yards on 21 attempts. That's not even 3 yards per rush. Goldschmidt has 27 yards. He leads them. Kreidler has 25 yards. One touchdown, of course, from 14. All right, whistle. Play in. Three wide out to the wide side of the field. One to the short side of the field. This is a running play, and this goes for maybe 2 yards. Can't really see who made that run, and we have an injury for the Firebirds. Play is stopped. See if I can get you a number. You got to hope it's just a cramp here. As the training is out. And very quickly, I bet it's a cramp, even though the gentleman is limping as he's going off the field. And that is Gavin Prophet. Let's see if we see him back. Again, if it's a cramp, he'll very quickly hopefully be able to walk that off. 2nd and 8. Lancers ready to go. After that first play, very conservative. They only have a 7-point lead now. McLaughlin in the gun. Snap back to him. Here's a screen. This is taken upfield. Missed tackle. 25, 30 down to the 32-yard line. That's a first down, and it's a gain of 11. A very effective play on the screen to Isaac Goldschmidt. And they no-huddle this. See if he can catch him offside. Coach McLaughlin has done quite a bit tonight. But now he's going to back off. He's going to set his wide receivers. All five of them. It's a pro-style offense. Instead, he'll hand it off. And the running back gets up to about the 38. That's 5 yards for Goldschmidt. Gosh, every time I keep saying that name, Goldschmidt, being a St. Louis Cardinal baseball fan, all I think of is the Cardinals, Paul Goldschmidt. But that's my line of thinking. That's a gain of 5. We're approaching 9 minutes to go. It's 2nd and 5. And McLaughlin again in the gun. And it's a low snap. He has it. He'll hand it off. And that play didn't work at all. Maybe a yard. In on the tackle for the Firebirds is Cooper Harbarger, sophomore. Big 3rd and 4 here. Under 9 minutes to go. See if Firebird defense can give the offense a chance to tie this game. Down 14-7. And McLaughlin back to pass. Boy, Welter's wide open. And he hits him for the first down at the 45. He's taken down at about the 47-yard line. He was still waiting for a bus on that play. He was so wide open. Firebird tackle on Daniel Seaton, but the 6'5 target of Welter works out a first down for the Lancers at midfield. 8:50, check it. 8:30 to go. I could have just said 8:50. You wouldn't have known. 8:30 to go. A fresh set of downs for the Lancers. And again, they go to Welter. He has it at the 44-yard line. And three people, they don't even take him down. They just stopped his forward progress, and there's a whistle. So that's a gain of 6. Pitch and catch to Welter. You can do that all night. Now, Welter has 2 completions on this drive. He came in with this quarter 5 catches for 42, so he's up to 7 catches in this game. The big 6'5 frame of his makes it 2nd and 3. The Firebird 43-yard line. We watch the clock. It's under 8 minutes to go. And back to pass. Boy, McLaughlin's got all day, and he hums it to the right side of the field. It's caught, the man is hit, and it's dropped, so it's incomplete. Good defense and a good stick for the Firebirds. Chase Ford on that play. So it'll be a big 3rd and 3 at the 43. Heck, if you're going to go for a 4th and 3 and you're on 31, you'd think they'd go for a 4th and 3 on the Fairmont 43 if we get to that point. Quick substitution for the Lancers. They're at the line. It's a shotgun. And looks like offside, the whole right side of the Lancer line. That'll push him back 5 yards. Rip penalty for the Lancers. That'll make it 3rd and 8 from the 48-yard line. Lancers wanted to go quick. The right side of the line went a little too quickly. So on 3rd and 8. McLaughlin waits to call the play. He looks left. He looks right. Fairmont shows blitz. Now they back off 2. Low snap on the ground. McLaughlin gets it. Hums it. Incomplete. Good pop for Fairmont. That was Chase Ford again on the hit. He doesn't make that hit. The receiver holds onto that ball and gets the first down. 4th and 8. The Lancers will punt on the 48-yard line with 7:42 to go. The Firebirds have plenty of time, which they need time. Stephen Doty's back to return the punt at his 15. Watch the fake. Just be aware of the fake. The punt by Reynolds. It's in the air. It's high. And it's going to bounce. And Doty picks it up dangerously at the 6. And he is out of bounds. Oh, almost a horse collar tackle could have been called on Mick O'Connor. But Doty gets it to about the 11 or 12, and that's where the Firebirds, they have to negotiate 88 yards. They have 7 minutes and 31 seconds to do so, trailing by 7. Frankly, the way this game was going, I didn't think we'd hit this position. But I'm glad that the Firebirds have a chance to tie this game.
Question for you. If the Firebirds score a touchdown,
what would you do?
Yes, you go for 2 or just play it safe?
No, I'd play it safe. I only hope that we can get to that quagmire dilemma. But no, I'd take the extra point, because then when you hit overtime, you like your kicker's chances. And I like Max Gehring's kicker chances for Fairmont, even though they missed a 45-yarder. This is Turner right up the middle. He picks up five or so, carries a couple of defenders with him. One of those defenders on the tackle was Brady O'Connor, the inside linebacker. Second, he picked up, I think, six, so second and four. But you bring up a good point, and I think that's something the coaching staff has to actually ponder before it actually could become reality. They gave a gain of four, second and six to 17. Under 7 minutes to go, Fairmont trails LaSalle, 14-7. This one is handed again up the gut to Turner, and he makes the 20, so it's going to be third and three. Now, if he doesn't make it, you don't go for it here. You punt and you hope your defense can get the job done. I will say that. There's enough time in this game where you, unless you're inches short, you're not going to risk going for it this deep in your own territory. Firebirds line up. White jerseys. Blue numerals. Against LaSalle defense. The black or very dark blue, navy, and jerseys. And here is a run. And okay, here's the quagmire. This is about a two-yard gain by Baker. So it's going to come up fourth and a yard. What are they going to do? LaSalle's uniformed with the red pants.
First down.
Okay, gave him the first down. I'm a little surprised. I didn't really think he made it. Okay, well, no decision here. So we do have to start watching the clock. This next snap will be under the six-minute mark. The Firebirds have the ball at their own 22-yard line. They've grinded out one first down already. Beware. Carson Copley has split out to the left. Fremont has thrown one pass tonight. It's a tight set. Man in motion. It's handed off to Turner, and he picked up about one, maybe. Nothing really open for Turner in that situation. Fremont substitution. Tony Bruno brings the play in. Second and nine. I think you got to open it up here. Second and seven. Well, that's, I don't know how he got three. Second and seven. Call it your own 25. Firebirds trail by a touchdown. There's 5:20 to go. The clock continues to go. Both teams have their complement of three timeouts, which should come into play later. Man in motion. Baker keeps it to the left. Has a lot of room. Makes it to the 32. Might have the first down. Clock stops at 5:04. Looks like it's a first down. So now they're at the 32. That's two first downs on this drive that started on the Fairmont 12. Firebirds need a touchdown and then a decision. Trailing at 14-7. Now split out toward us is Copley, number 17. Baker's ready. Man in motion. Baker back to pass over the middle. And it's overthrown over the head of Asia Dunleavy. It was actually to his left, and Dunleavy was actually leaning to catch the pass to the right. Well executed, but the pass just not on the money. Good thing about that is it does stop the clock, as we're at second and 10 for the Firebirds on their own 32. And a defensive tussle. Reminiscent of last year when the Firebirds were on the winning edge of a 10-3 game at home. This is the second game in the home-and-home series. Man in motion. Now Baker keeps it to the left side. He makes it to about the 36. That's a gain of four. That'll bring up third and six. And this next snap will have us very close. I was going to say we'll have us very close to the four-minute mark, but the clock has stopped.
Run the clock!
You hear people yelling, run the clock. Now, okay, Fairmont got a little bit of a break there, frankly. Clock was not running for a while, but now it is third and six. Maybe a Fairmont guy's running the clock. I don't know. Third and six, their own 36. They do have Copley split out to the right, but Baker's going to keep it. Now he'll pass it off. Oh, boy, penalty. It's a first down for Fairmont at their own 48, but they're probably going to be called for a holding penalty in the backfield. That'll push him back. That holding penalty, another crippling mistake. That's exactly the play. It's an option. It's beautifully executed. Maybe the reason it worked was because of the holding penalty. So we'll see where they mark this. Boy, penalty for Fairmont tonight. I could look, but they've got to be at least 7 or 8. Now they're going 10 yards back to their own 26-yard line. They'll need 16. 4:11 to go. They need to pick up a good chunk of this because I don't think you go for it on 4th and 16 if you're on 26. You have three timeouts. You're under 4 minutes now. And now you have two timeouts left. The Firebirds have called timeout. All right. See if I can get you some scores. Let's do that right now. Again, LaSalle's going to play at Louisville next week. And the Firebirds, we're going to be back at Roush Stadium at 7 o'clock against Northmont. That will be next Friday night, and that will be at 7 o'clock. So here are the scores. Moore Elder puts it on Springboro. It's now 28-0 and over Springboro. Let's see here. Bishop Hartley, fourth quarter, still shutting out CJ, 14-0. Let's see if there's any change. St. Mary still leads Wayne, 11-8 in the third. Northmont, wow, 40-10 over Dunbar in the third. Northmont can score. Centerville third, now leading Pickerington Central, 19-9. And Beaver Creek at half over Thurgood Marshall, still 18-8. No change on Trotwood Madison over Springfield by 7. And third and a long, and this one is pitched back. And 30-yard line, out of bounds at about the 33-yard line. The pitch went back to Logan Doty. Nice gain, but still a long way to go. It was a gain of about 7, so they picked up basically about half of it. Maybe they picked up 7 or 8, but they've still got 7 or 8 to go. Fourth down. See what they do here. They only have two timeouts left. So Logan Doty, they're going for it. I say, what the heck? Why not? Let's see what they have up their sleeve for fourth and call it 9 at their own 33, down 7 points with 3:53 to play. Copley is split out, and it's a pitchback. It's a halfback option. And it is back to Brock Baker. Baker upfield has a man. It's picked off. Picked off, run back to the 40, 35, and he's actually going to be down to the 32-yard line. Like the trick play attempt, and frankly, you have to throw it up for grabs. Well defended. Again, picked off by LaSalle. That might do this game in. They will have the ball at the 32-yard line with 3:39 to go. So well read by the LaSalle defense on the halfback option. And actually, it was pitched back to Logan Doty. He got it back to Brock Baker. Baker threw it for a receiver. My apologies, I still didn't get the number of who intercepted it for LaSalle. He had a good return. He actually put it back right where Fairmont snapped it from, the 32-yard line. Now on first down, we see some broken tackles and a gain of about 8. And LaSalle is saying they recovered a fumble. Looks like Welter on the ground may have actually recovered the fumble as Kreidler was the ball carrier. Boy, what a break for LaSalle. Turns into a good game of about 7, second and 3, 3:11 to go. I don't know why LaSalle's in any hurry. The clock, well, Fairmont now just committed another offside defensive penalty. This one is on Devin Porter, and that will gift the first down to the Lancers under the 3-minute mark at the Firebird 21-yard line. Well, I want to see how many penalties the Firebirds end up with if we get the stats before we go off the air. That's been one of the differences. I mean, then you had the turnover, which basically gave LaSalle 7 points. So clock rolls. Firebirds have two timeouts. Fresh set of downs for the Lancers. McLaughlin in the gun. He will hand it off to the 6'5 Welter. And he will actually maybe lose a couple of yards on a very slow developing play. Make it second and 12. Firebirds will not call timeout. They will let the clock roll as we're down to 2:15 and the time bleeds. And they call Profit for the tackle. Again, second and 12. We're under 2 minutes now. Firebirds will definitely use a timeout after this play. Now LaSalle is making sure they're going to use all the time they can before they snap it. They do snap it. And this is a run right up the gut. And it almost picks up a first down. It's about 2 yards short. They give Seton the credit on the tackle. And yes, Fairmont has used a timeout. But you're looking at third down and three from the 14-yard line of the Firebirds. Now, the interesting thing here is going to be if the Firebirds hold them and use their timeout, there'll still be about 90 seconds to go. Will LaSalle try a game-clinching field goal? Or will they play it safe and go for the first down and the kill? You always be concerned about a block, return, field goal, and knowing that Fairmont is not a quick-scoring team. But the Firebirds first have to hold here on third and three at the 14. This is an interesting wrinkle. Kyle Reynolds in the Wildcat. He's calling the play. And it's a bad snap, but Reynolds has it. He's tackled for a loss. So the trickery doesn't work. He's tackled at his own 23. And boy, he is lucky he was able to grab that high snap. If he doesn't, Fairmont might take it all the way back into the end zone for a touchdown. Fairmont calls the last timeout. Now, does LaSalle have the leg here to try a field goal of 40 yards? Because it's 4th and 12 at the 23. No more timeouts for Fairmont. There's 1:38 to play. And, yeah, they're going to go for the game-clinching field goal here. And when I say they, I mean Jack Schroer is going to go for the field goal here to try to Schroer. Jack Schroer, the 40-yard field goal. And they're telling me that Kyle Reynolds is going to hold it. I don't think you're going to see a fake here. So let's see if this 40-yard field goal goes. This basically puts the game away. If he misses it, the Firebirds have a chance. But they don't really have the passing attack to strike quickly. So Reynolds is going to receive the snap at the 27. Going to call it a 37-yard field goal. Schroer ready. Ball is going to be snapped to Reynolds. Trying to draw Fairmont offside. Fairmont being disciplined here. There's the whistle. Ball snap. Reynolds down. Kick up. It's blocked. And it's loose. And Fairmont will have the ball on their own 34-yard line with the chance to potentially tie this game with 1:25 to go. So I said, do you try the field goal? Because the danger is being blocked. Now, it was blocked, but it... For LaSalle, fortunately for them, it wasn't returned really any distance of consequence. But after the blocked field goal, Fairmont's like a cat tonight. They're having nine lives. Let's see what they can do. Here is, now we are going to see the Fairmont quick offense, which we rarely see during the season. 1:25 to go. They're on their own 32-yard line, down 14-7. They will a flank out with Copley to the right. Only one wide out. Now a man in motion, and it is pitched back. And it is a gain to the 40, and it is a gain to the 45-yard line for Zach Gagel, the senior running back. Picks up a first down of 13 yards, running down the right sideline. And he's out of bounds, and that's also good news because the clock will not stop until the next snap. So Gagel had some running room on the right side. We haven't heard, called Gagel's name much in the first two games. Now Copley again is split out to the left. Turner in the backfield. Fairmont has 55 yards to go. 118 to go. It's pitched back. This is Doty. This is Doty getting nowhere, and I think he's out of bounds. And when I say this is Doty, I meant Logan Doty, not Stephen Doty. Second and 10, no gain. He's out of bounds at the 109 mark. Crumfield gets the tackle for the Lancers. Second and 9, they gave him one. He's at his own 46. Fairmont trails it by 7. 109 left. Tight formation. Man in motion. Play fake. Brock Baker on the run. They're going to tackle him. He flips it up. It is actually caught for a first down to the 40-yard line by Zach Gagel. What great improvising by Brock Baker as he was about to be tackled. He flipped it up, and Gagel was able to catch it at the 40-yard line. And now here's a spike for Brock Baker. Stop the clock and make it second down with 56 seconds to go at the 40-yard line. Well, at least he's got the Firebirds in position here. I'm not so sure he needed to do that spike, frankly. You're giving up a down, but you're also making sure to conserve enough time to try to negotiate your 40 yards to potentially tie or win this game down by 7. It's Copley to the left. And it is Logan Doty. He might split out to the right. Asia Dunleavy is there. Logan Doty in motion. It might be a halfback option with Logan Doty. Oh, might have another penalty on Fairmont as he is out of bounds. Probably have a hold in the Fairmont backfield as he gained about 2 yards. Would make it 3rd and 8. Or I guess they can push him back 10 yards. But frankly, if I'm LaSalle, I would take the play. I don't know why I'd take it. Be 3rd and 8 or 2nd and about 20. They can take the yards, give them the play over. 2nd and 20 at their own at midfield, not their own midfield. 2nd and 20 midfield. On the clock, 49 seconds to go. Firebirds trail by 7. And now they're rolling the clock. So I'm not sure Fairmont notices this because guess what? They have to sub. They actually sub out Copley. And boy, they are wasting time. They've wasted 10 seconds in the huddle. They've wasted 15 seconds in the huddle. And soon they're going to be wasting 20 seconds in the huddles. We're under 30 seconds in the game. Man in motion. They try a double reverse. It might be a halfback option. No. The man is taken down after a 5-yard loss. Taken down was Stephen Doty. There was a lot of misdirection in the backfield. And LaSalle stuffed it out beautifully. And the Firebirds will be lucky if they get off one more play. We're down to 10 seconds to go. Firebirds need a miracle. Down 7 at their own 35. They're not going to spike it. Brock Baker back to pass. Baker is still running. Last play of the game. He will throw it up for a receiver, and it's out of bounds. And this game's over. Valiant effort by the Firebirds in a game, especially in the first half, in which they were dominated. But LaSalle returns the favor of a defensive struggle. Last year, Fairmont wins at 10-3. This year at home, LaSalle wins at 14-7. Some post-game comments after this.
It's the post-game show for Fairmont Firebirds football, and we want to thank Butler Heating and Air Conditioning for underwriting this segment of tonight's game.
So, final comments at Lancer Stadium. I don't think I'll have the final stats, but the Lancers win this game coming off the tough defeat to Northmont. Lancers improved to 2-1. The Firebirds dropped to 1-2, hosting Northmont next week. First drive of the game, Brock Baker fumbled it on a miscommunication at the 19. Kreidler took it 18 yards. Let me move away here. He plunges in from 1 yard out, less than 2 minutes into the game, and LaSalle takes a 7-0 lead. Fairmont misses a 45-yard field goal wide right. Second quarter, McLaughlin to Walter, 18 yards. First play of the second quarter, LaSalle's up 14-0. Now, to Fairmont's credit, I will say, their defense tonight did an excellent job. Good, we've got the final numbers here. I mean, I think when we have a line of questioning for Dave Miller next week, we're going to talk a lot about the defense. Yeah, we'll talk penalties too. We have to. Third quarter. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. LaSalle actually, well, first of all, was fourth and one for Fairmont at the LaSalle 33. Baker, a handoff to Turner. He fumbled it. So that could have been the game. But inexplicably, LaSalle goes for it. Fourth and three in their own 31. They don't make it. They give the Firebirds a second chance. And with 10:26 to go in the fourth quarter, Baker to Dunleavy, a 13-yard TD pass, conversion good. The Firebirds only trail at 14-7. They get a last opportunity after LaSalle tries a game-clinching field goal, but it's blocked. And Fairmont got it to midfield, but that was it. All right, final numbers. Lancers, 14 first downs to 7 for Fairmont. No, that was the score, sorry. Lancers, 15-12 in first downs. Rushing yards, Firebirds ended with 201, 46 carries. They worked for them. Lancers only got 82 yards rushing on 28 carries. Passing, Fairmont, 26 yards. McLaughlin went to 14 of 19, no turnovers, 134 yards. So your total offense was basically even. Fairmont had 11 more yards. Let's see here. Fairmont, the two fumbles. Talked about that. Okay. Here's the play. Here's the stat of the night. Four penalties for the Lancers, 25 yards. Fairmont, 11 penalties, 78 yards. Fairmont had time of possession plus 10 minutes. And let's see here. Welter had seven receptions for 60 yards, leading the way. Tackles, Brady O'Connor, 12 total for LaSalle. Mick O'Connor, 10 for Fairmont. Good effort for Justin Turner, 22 carries, 126 yards. Brock Baker, 14 carries, 53 yards. And let's see, Seton had 8 total tackles. Prophet had 6. Skylar Seifer had 7. So that does it. We're back home next week, Roush Stadium. Aaron will be back with me. Glad you endured my solo act tonight. Northmont at Fairmont next week. See if the Firebirds in their GWAC opener can even the record at 2-2. So, again, the final score from Lancer Stadium. LaSalle 14, Fairmont 7. This is Barney Centner for Norm Shrine saying have a good evening from Cincinnati.
You've been listening to the Butler Heating and Air Conditioning postgame report. We thank Butler Heating and Air Conditioning and all of our underwriters for helping us bring this game to you tonight. You've been listening to Fairmont Firebirds football on Information Radio 1660. Our thanks to Butler Heating and Air Conditioning for helping us to bring this game to you today. You can listen to this game or any other game from this season by going to our website at radio1660.com. Thanks for listening.